talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Good morning. This is not Matt Flynn, but filling in for Matt Flynn is your host this week, Alderman Don Brown of the original District 1 and also host of Saturday Mornings This Week in Waukesha. Very grateful for the opportunity to fill in for Matt, who I believe is on vacation, you know, enjoying some R&R and getting some well-deserved personal time. So, but it's also St. Patrick's Day week, and I'm Irish, perhaps more Irish than Matt. In fact, I may be the only dual citizen in the history of the Waukesha, City of Waukesha's Common Council. That's right, I'm a dual citizen with the Republic of Ireland, but I am also a proud resident of and a patriot of the city of Waukesha. And really, we're going to have a really special week for you. We'll be focused on all things Waukesha, and we'll be taking your calls, and certainly a lot of politics to talk about in Waukesha, as well as a lot of things going on this week. And happy to have my friend Sam here helping producing this show. We're going to have a lot to talk about, too, especially with regards to St. Patrick's Day and some things we have in common.
Definitely. It's nice to have someone in the studio with me this morning.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and same here, too. Usually I'm flying solo, except for the guests that I have. And, you know, Jason, my producer, is out there in Madison, and who does a great job. So, it's always nice to have someone just in the room next door. So, and Sam's father, we just figured out, like myself, is a huge fan of the Pogues, which is, you know, during, again, St. Patrick's Day week. That's an important thing. So we'll be talking more about that later. But I want to start the show talking about what I like to call the number one news story, at least from an inspiration standpoint, here in the city of Waukesha. And that has been the men's varsity basketball team. I'm sad to report, and I'm sure many of you know by now, that the dream, the incredible dream of the Waukesha men's blackshirt varsity basketball team came to an end, sadly, on Saturday night in Maguanago after a valiant effort against Racine Case. It was a very close game. We were winning through most of the half and kind of back and forth in the second half. But the Eagles of Racine Case outlasted us, and we'll be heading on to the state tournament. So, but I want to put this in perspective. The varsity basketball team lost 60 straight conference games going into the, I guess it would be the 2020-21 season. And they finally broke that streak. Not only broke it, but put together a winning record and then made the playoffs and won a playoff game last year. And so a lot to build on this year. And this year, I think they lost maybe 5 or 6 games total. They swept Arrowhead. They almost ran the table in the conference except for a loss to Catholic Memorial in December and a loss to Maguanago on the last day of the season. Sam's smiling because she's a Catholic Memorial alumnus.
Yes, so, sir.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later. But our beloved black shirts won the Classic 8 Conference, which, as many of you know, is probably one of the toughest athletic conferences, if not the toughest, in the whole state. And put together a really nice string of wins in the playoffs. They won their sectional, I believe, the sectional champions or regional champions after wins against Lake Geneva and then Racine Horlick. And then an incredible overtime victory against the First Nationals of Maguanago on Thursday night in Burlington in the house that Tony built. And that was quite a game. And, you know, I just wanted to extend my congratulations to Coach Bo Richter, to the new athletic director, Dan Schreier, and to Bo's players, an incredible group of young men. Many of them had been playing together since they were kids. And to persevere through many losing seasons and to turn things around the way they did, you know, that's a lot of character. And I want to congratulate their starting seniors, in particular Marshawn Robinson, who will be going on to he's accepted a full scholarship to St. Leo's in Florida. Really excited for him. And Tommy Glenn and Brady Hennis. And there's quite a few other seniors on the line. I know Dylan Guckenberg, who played a lot and great football player, and a few other of the young men. You know, keep reaching for the stars. And you know, no matter what, even though you didn't reach your ultimate dream of making state, you really lifted up this city and this community, especially after what was obviously a very difficult holiday season, and you know, we're still continuing to heal from what had happened during the holiday parade. And you guys really gave us something to get excited. It was so fun going to the games, watching the students, watching the alumni and the parents as excited or more more gaga than the students. And so it really is a wonderful year. And the nice thing, too, is that they've got something to build on. You know, a great little tradition has started, and two of their starters will be returning, including Daniel Robinson, Marshawn's younger brother, and Tyron Cook, who as a junior surpassed the 1,000-point mark in his high school career. You know, not many young men, you know, get to reach that milestone. you know, in my stellar career, I think my highlight was 13 points in a JV game, and would have scored more if I hadn't fouled out with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. But so congratulations again to the Blackshirts and Blackshirt Nation. This is Southie here at Walk Radio Studios. I don't know if you knew that, Sam, but yep, it's this is also the South Fan Club. In addition to being the future office, the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, that's me, as I'll be stepping down in April because of a redistricting. And so tomorrow night, I believe, will actually be my last city council meeting as alderman. So, I am coming to you from the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. But again, going back to the black shirts, much to be excited about. Cuckoo Kachoo, Daniel Robinson, and Tyron Cook. Blackshirt Nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. Thanks. So, in other news, we got a big election coming up, local election. That is April 5th. But the day I want everyone to mark on their calendars is March 22nd, which is a week from tomorrow. And what is March 22nd? Sam, do you know what March 22nd is? It's okay if you don't.
No, I honestly don't. Okay.
Well, spread the word. Mm-hmm. March 22nd is when early/absentee voting opens up in the city of Waukesha. And I encourage everybody to take advantage of that. A lot of nations around the world where they hold free elections, they don't just hold it on one day. They hold it over a many-day period or several-week period. And for those of you that are concerned about election fraud or, you know, some of the other nonsense, and I'll say that, there's things I don't believe in, you don't have that fear here in Waukesha. City Clerk Gina Kozlik and her team run a program with a lot of integrity. The election officials are well-trained, but the nice thing, the convenience for all of us, too, is that you've got the benefit of time between March 22nd and Friday, April 1st, 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and then 5 o'clock on that last day on Friday, April 1st. You can show up anytime to cast your vote, to make your vote count, and I highly encourage you to do that and not worry about the stress of, you know, any long lines or trying to get there before the polls close on election day or any of the issues you have with volunteers handling election ballots. But again, I can tell you too, those I've met many of those volunteers, and you know, they take our process very seriously. They are Americans, they're patriots, and they believe in fairness. So, and as someone who can tell you who lost his first election by 12 votes, I can tell you with all sincerity that yes, they do things the right way. So, but some of the elections we should also pay attention to is our Mayor Sean Riley, who's going for his third term, faces a challenger. You may recall he ran unopposed on his second term. He'll be running against challenger Lisa Salb. And then other races come up in Aldermanic District 8, incumbent Elizabeth Moulton, who was my guest last Saturday. Thanks, Beth, for joining us and for sharing your experiences with all of us. She'll be facing challenger Stephen Green, who, again, I don't know anything about. I've looked online. But then in the 11th District, and this one is probably as much fun as some of the March Madness poolings, is in the primary last month, incumbent Len Miller lost to two very promising challengers, Alicia Halvinslaven and Aaron Spencer. And the reason why this one will be an exciting one to watch is Alicia's very active in one of the local parties here. And in fact, I think she has a leadership role among the young people in that group. But she had the benefit of a lot of professional resources, phone banks, and last second mailers. And then the other winner, the second place finisher, I think he only lost by like 30 votes, or you know, just it was just a 30 vote differential between himself and Alicia. Aaron Spencer is a union carpenter who had the benefit of, you know, professional union. I shouldn't say, well, yeah, I could say that, that, you know, real grassroots pollsters, or what should we say, recruiters, you know, people going door to door and helping get his name out. And so that should be a really exciting campaign. And that's for, you know, District 11 is downtown, which many believe is the big prize in our city government, if you're an alderman there. At least it's one that gets a lot of attention. So, and then District 14, alderman incumbent Rick Lemke faces Ron Radishel. So, and we're going to go to a break, but I'm going to tell you about some of the other elections coming up. So stick around for Matt Flynn Direct, which is this week, Don Brown Connect. Stay tuned.
Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can